A brief history of emotional evolution. The idea that emotions contradict reason is a relatively modern notion. Renowned Enlightenment thinkers like David Hume, Adam Smith, and Thomas Reed viewed emotions as essential components of human existence and societal dynamics. It wasn't until the Romantic movement that a perceived divide emerged between reason and emotion. Rousseau argued that reason led to the corruption of humanity and advocated for returning to the innocence of a state of nature by following emotional impulses and shunning the influences of reason. Science, traditionally guided by logic, largely disregarded Rousseau's call and paid scant attention to emotions until fairly recently, the shifting landscape of emotional understanding in science. Scientific inquiries in the 1990s led to a significant shift in understanding emotions, emphasizing their crucial role in the human psyche. Contributions from anthropology, cognitive psychology, and neuroscience challenged the notion that emotions were solely culturally constructed. Insights revealed that some emotions are innately ingrained in humans, suggesting their importance for survival, in line with principles of natural selection. Emotions are now recognized as essential for intelligence, prompting efforts to develop computers capable of experiencing and communicating them. The language of emotions. At the age of 15, author Dylan Evans was invited by friends to join a punk rock band, sparking a powerful and unforgettable emotional response. This feeling, he describes, was a form of joy that lacks a precise counterpart in the English language but finds resonance in Japanese. Known as amai in Japanese, it encapsulates the sense of finding comfort in another person's total acceptance. The origin of this term lies in a Chinese character symbolizing a baby at the breast, borrowed by the Japanese. Intriguingly, despite the absence of a direct equivalent in English, individuals of English-speaking backgrounds are capable of experiencing this sentiment. Until recently, the assertion in the last sentence would have astonished anthropologists. They previously posited that emotions are culturally conditioned behaviors akin to language and dependent on cultural influences. In an attempt to test this hypothesis, anthropologist Paul Ekman set on a journey to the jungles of New Guinea armed with a collection of photographs depicting Americans displaying various emotions. Ekman tasked the four people of New Guinea with matching these photographs to corresponding situations, such as the fear of encountering a dangerous wild animal while alone. To his astonishment, the four people accurately identified the emotions of joy, distress, and others depicted by the American faces. Universal recognition of fundamental emotions. Ekman then reversed the scenario, asking the four people to mimic facial expressions representing specific emotions. Upon returning to the United States, he asked Americans to match these facial expressions with the corresponding emotions, yielding correct matches once again. Ekman's findings led him to propose that specific, fundamental emotions are inherent to all human beings, irrespective of their cultural backgrounds. Most researchers likely agree that these fundamental emotions encompass joy, distress, anger, fear, surprise, and disgust. However, not all emotions are universally innate and shared across cultures. For instance, certain cultures in New Guinea describe an emotion termed being a wild pig. Individuals experiencing this emotion exhibit uncontrollable behavior akin to wild pigs, engaging in activities such as running around frantically, stealing small items, and even attacking others. In these cultures, it is customary to tolerate and forgive those affected by this emotion, relieving them of any financial obligations. This emotion appears unique to New Guinea and serves a practical purpose within its cultural context, particularly among young men facing the onset of marriage and financial responsibilities. The impossibility of Spock's existence. In the television series Star Trek, the character Spock, who lacked emotions, was portrayed as possessing remarkable logical capabilities. This depiction suggests that emotions were viewed negatively, hindering human potential. However, it raises questions about the feasibility and superiority of beings devoid of emotions. Despite instances where controlling emotions might be advantageous, emotions have persisted for millennia, deeply ingrained in the human experience. Their prevalence suggests they serve essential functions, despite occasional drawbacks. Instinctive fear and anger served a vital purpose in a world where humans face threats from large predators. Pausing to analyze a predator's behavior would have left little time for an effective response, whereas instinctive fear prompted immediate flight and instinctive anger provoked immediate fighting. In both cases, these reflexive reactions often led to favorable outcomes, as individuals acted swiftly in the heat of the moment. Similarly, experiencing joy during sexual activity provided an incentive for humans to engage in a behavior essential for the survival of the species. The emotion of grief upon experiencing death would have motivated individuals to protect and defend one another. Moreover, children could glean valuable lessons from their parents' experiences. For instance, observing parental fear when encountering an alligator-infested river might discourage children from swimming there. The adaptive roles of distress and guilt in human behavior. Distress also plays a significant role. Studies indicate that not all tears are the same. Those shed in distress possess unique chemistry and may serve to expel stress hormones that could otherwise harm the body. Additionally, guilt may have been crucial, or at the very least highly beneficial, in building trust. Individuals who experience guilt when they lie, cheat, or betray others are more likely to refrain from such behaviors. Consequently, they may develop a reputation for honesty and become sought after as partners. While a cheater may occasionally succeed in a short-term scenario, few can maintain deceit over the long term without effectively feigning honesty and trustworthiness. Even seemingly harmful emotions like jealousy and vengefulness can have survival benefits. Individuals who take revenge seriously often deter others from provoking them. The presence of vengeful tendencies may confer a survival advantage because the threat of retaliation encourages caution in others. Similarly, jealousy can offer advantages by discouraging a partner from straying and incentivizing potential seducers to reconsider their actions, opting for less risky alternatives. Interestingly, psychopaths serve as evidence for the significance of emotion. Despite often possessing intelligence, psychopaths lack emotions like guilt and sympathy, essentially devoid of a conscience. They exhibit exceptional skill in analyzing situations, applying rules, and manipulating others. However, without the emotional capacity for moral behavior, they become overwhelmingly selfish, inflicting substantial pain and suffering, occasionally resorting to thrill-seeking acts of violence, including murder. In a society dominated by psychopaths, life would be characterized by brutality, misery, and shortened lifespans. A shortcut to happiness. Can indulging in sex, drugs, and rock and roll lead to happiness? While intense and fleeting joy is considered a basic emotion, happiness is more complex and enduring. Psychologists approach happiness with great seriousness, evident in their creation of a world database of happiness to aid their research efforts. Some findings align with age-old wisdom. For instance, money cannot buy happiness. Even individuals who win significant lottery jackpots often find that their overall happiness levels remain unchanged. Those who were happy before winning tend to remain so, while those who were depressed return to their previous state. Surprisingly, windfalls may even decrease happiness levels for some. Ultimately, the clichés hold that health, friendship, family, love, and children are the foundations of lasting happiness. The use of drugs may provide a temporary sense of happiness, although the underlying mechanisms remain uncertain. Some propose that increased serotonin levels in the brain are linked to feelings of happiness. However, while medications like Prozac swiftly elevate serotonin levels, it takes weeks of treatment before depressed individuals notice any mood improvements. Furthermore, a significant drawback of most drugs is their inability to sustain long-term happiness. The euphoria diminishes unless the user continues to take the drug, often requiring higher doses over time. As evidenced by cocaine addicts, reliance on drugs does not equate to sustained happiness. The dual nature of language in therapy and its pitfalls. Language possesses remarkable therapeutic potential, rivaling that of drugs. Cognitive therapy, which focuses on altering one's self-talk, is as effective as Prozac in treating depression. Aristotle recognized the power of language in facilitating emotional release, likening it to a form of purging the soul, known as catharsis, experienced in the theater. However, language can also have detrimental side effects akin to drugs. When used inappropriately, it can exacerbate problems rather than alleviate them. In recent times, it has become common practice to provide debriefing sessions to victims of traumatic disasters, during which they discuss the event and their emotions with psychological counselors. Despite well-intentioned efforts, debriefing appears to have counterproductive effects. In one study involving accident victims, those who underwent debriefing reported experiencing more flashbacks and fear episodes a year after the event compared to those who did not undergo debriefing, indicating worsened psychological well-being. Music and color wield significant emotional influence. Red often evokes feelings of irritability in both humans and monkeys, whereas blue tends to induce a sense of calmness. Music, likewise, exerts considerable power. Neuroscientists have discovered that when participants listened to a Mozart composition, their neurons exhibited distinct firing patterns compared to when they heard the same notes presented randomly. The relationship between the brain and heart. Emotions possess an extraordinary ability to concentrate the mind, while moods, being more enduring, exert a similar effect, for better or worse. Individuals experiencing depression often fixate on feelings of failure, while those with anxiety tend to focus on ensuring their safety. Moreover, emotions play a significant role in memory. Those in a positive mood tend to recall pleasant memories, whereas individuals in a sad state often recollect somber events. Psychologists refer to this phenomenon as mood-congruent recall. Consequently, emotions influence the way individuals perceive others. Someone in a positive mood tends to view others more favorably than someone in a negative mood. Anxiety, despite its divisive nature, can paradoxically lead to bonding, as seen in instances such as the Stockholm Syndrome, where hostages develop deep concern for their captors. Emotions significantly impact our inclination toward logical reasoning. Individuals in a positive mood and pressed for time are more likely to accept weaker arguments compared to those in a neutral mood or those with ample time to evaluate the arguments. Emotional machines. While computers are often associated with logic rather than emotions, computer scientists are actively working to change this perception. Some have created computers equipped with animated agent faces capable of displaying basic emotions like smiling, frowning, and others. For instance, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology developed Kismet, a robot with the ability to open its eyes, move its lips, and convey emotions such as happiness, sadness, or fear. Kismet's expressions can evoke emotional responses in people, suggesting a connection to the innate human predisposition mentioned earlier. Certain experts even propose that machines will surpass Kismet and acquire a full spectrum of human emotions by as early as 2050. Heartfelt logic. Research from German scholars reveals that individuals who rely on comfort and familiarity when faced with multiple choices tend to make better decisions than those who opt for careful analysis. Overconfident individuals may take on more challenges than their more reserved counterparts. While the latter may base their judgments on factual evidence, overconfident individuals may still achieve success on occasion. Surprisingly, their very overconfidence could build trust among potential allies and supporters. This underscores Blaise Pascal's assertion that the heart often guides decisions in ways that defy rational explanation. Key points. 1. Emotions shape societal dynamics and influence decision-making. 2. Recent science suggests some emotions are innate to all humans. 3. Cultural variations in expression show the interplay of biology and culture. 4. Basic emotions like joy, anger, fear, etc. are universally recognized. 5. Emotions play a crucial role in survival mechanisms. 6. Psychopaths highlight the importance of empathy and moral emotions. 7. The technology aims to imbue machines with emotional intelligence.